The best teacher, here we are at last, said Abby's and Zoe's mother. They stopped outside a big old house. It was at the stop at the top of a hill, looking out over Parents Bay. It's like a house from a storybook, said Abby, or a movie, said Zoe. And we're right on time, said Mom. We can't be late from Mrs. Patterson. But who is she? Asked Zoe. I was in her class at school, said Mom. She was the best teacher I ever had. Mrs. Patterson gave Mom a great big hug, and you must be Abby and Zoe, she said. Is it like to be cowards? Most of the time isn't fun, said Abby, but it's an annual if people miscarry me from Zoe, or then when they make mistakes from me from Abby, said Zoe. Do you even get me those? Your sevens, asked Mrs. Patterson. The towers laughed. Oh no, they said, even when we look at photos of youth as babies, we can tell if it's Zoe or me, said Abby. Mrs. Patterson looked hard at the towers. Can you tell who we are? Asked Abby. I think so, said Mrs. Patterson. Yes, Abby's and your Zoe. Yes, that the girls. Mrs. Patterson never forgets a face, said Mom. The starry pupil. Mom, Abby, and Zoe flew with Mrs. Patterson into the living room, where Mrs. Patterson had a cup of tea waiting. Mom and Mrs. Patterson talked about Mom's school days, while Abby and Zoe said, listen, did Mom get into a lot of trouble at school? Asked Zoe. Mrs. Patterson laughed. No, she said. Your mother was my star pupil, but this must be borrowed for you. What do you think of my heels? It's very big, said Abby. Does it have any secret passageways? Peter's Bay, down there, isn't it? Said Zoe. Maybe peasants lived here in the old days, and they got underneath the flowboats. Mrs. Patterson laughed and said, I don't know about any secret passage or Peter's gold, but we might think found some treasure upstairs in the secret. Really, steady, said Abby. Like Joey's and Babs of gold, said Zoe. I'm not sure, said Mrs. Patterson.